Hello, Audioboo. It's just after 10 p.m. on the 24th of August, 2014. It's Sunday night, and it is our last weekend here on the Isle of Skye for this time. I know I haven't booed in a while. The last week and 2 days was spent in the lovely company of Claire, Dominic, and Johnny. They came up here last Friday and they stayed till this afternoon, just about midday. And having them around was absolutely brilliant. And they're such good friends. And, you know, it was sad to have them leave. The house is very quiet. We didn't do a lot. I mean, you know, we went a couple of places and we did a couple of things, and they did the whiskey distillery and all that. But the whole point was to just be together and hang out, and it was lovely. And we had nice meals and had lots of laughs and watched some good films, and generally just we're together. That was the most important thing. And it's always sad. I always feel like something's missing when someone that I like spending time with leaves. I'm also sad because we are leaving Skye on Friday, and I really don't want to leave. I love being here. I love being here more than I thought I would. I was hoping I'd love being here because I plan to come back here. We plan to come back here next year and plan to study here for at least a year, if not more. So, you know, liking it was a good thing, but I didn't think I'd like it quite as much and feel quite as accepted and good. And, you know, I am sad to leave. I'm very, very sad to leave. I mean, I do have another, you know, course this week, and there's still plenty of stuff to do, but I feel like, oh, you know, it's winding down. And my sadness isn't helped by the fact that things in Israel have gotten worse again. You know, I was looking at some point last week like things were going to get better, but it's all on again, and in a way it's on with a vengeance. And I am really scared, and I'm terrified of going back. I don't want to go back. It's like going back to something violent and dangerous, and I don't want to. I'm absolutely scared of it. I just want to stay here where it's safe. We're not going back yet, which is great. I mean, it's amazing because home is where you should feel safe, but the last thing I want to do is go there because I don't feel safe. I've talked about this before. On Friday night, we were supposed to take a bus to Inverness, but then we found out last week that our friend Leah, we made friends with fabulous person named Leah here, and she's going to Inverness with her son, and they're driving, and so they offered to give us a lift, and so we will cancel our bus ticket because it's always a lot better. And then we could go earlier and not take 3 hours to get there. And, you know, and on Saturday, we're flying down to Luton and we're going to Great Yarmouth and see Sultan and Darren. We are really looking forward to that, meeting Sultan and Darren and Zara. And then we are going to see Kaz in Birmingham. And then we will and probably see Dave and Emma in Worcester. And then we will go and see, well, then we'll go to the States for a week for Jeff's work. And then we come back, hang out around London for a couple of days. And we go and see Claire and Paul and Nathan and doggies, etc. And then we go and come back up here. We'll come back, stay in Glasgow for one night, hopefully meet Kaz for a meal, and come back here to the Highlands to Mallaig, actually, and take a ferry to Cana and do the course there, and that will be an amazing experience. Then we go back to Inverness, and I don't exactly know. Not everything is planned after that, so we have still a few days to plan. So there are things lining up, and it, you know, and we will come back to the Highlands and Islands, which I'm really looking forward to, but I really don't, kind of don't want to leave here. It's more than just, oh, I'm sad it's over. It's like, oh, I can't even describe it. This week is going to be the last of the three courses that I have taken this summer at Salmore Rustic, which is the Gaelic College here in the Alaskai. I already registered for the distance course, which is the introductory course for the what we call the Course of Comish in Gaelic, which is a course that's like the full-time course where we basically are here for a year and only speak Gaelic. So I'm looking forward to that. I already got some of the materials. And on Wednesday, we're going to Broadford, which is the second largest city on the Isle of Skye. The largest one being Portree, which we haven't been to, and I don't think we'll get to this time, but I'm sure we will get to Portree at some point. And we're going to the vet there to get Rosie a pet passport. Yay! So she'll have a Scottish passport. Well, a British passport at least. Because it will make things a lot easier when flying between countries in the EU and the States and all that. Hopefully that means we don't have to go down to Richmond this time when we go to the States, which would be nice. But we'll see how that all goes. I already made an appointment with the vets in the States get her tapeworm shot before she comes back here to the UK. So that's all taken care of. And after Claire and Dominic left, we cleaned the house, did a lot of washing, you know, remade the beds, cleaned. Jeff Hoovered and I cleaned and mopped the bathroom and the kitchen and you know, did all, clean the sink and the toilets and the bath and blah, blah, blah. Fun stuff like that. And, this is the one advantage to this place being so small, because it's not, it doesn't take that long to clean it. You know, we were done in like an hour and a little bit. We had the place top to bottom, you know. But we are starting to look at places for next year to rent. We will have a meeting with the owner of this cottage to see about renting this out on a long-term basis. But I am a bit reluctant because, I mean, if that's what there is, then we'll take it. And apparently there isn't much choice. But it is a small place. It's fine for a few weeks. But it isn't. You know, it is lovely, but it's small. And the fridge, as I've said before, is not acceptable. So we would have to buy a fridge. And so then what do we do with this one? And does it mean it will get more cluttered? Because we'll have to keep this fridge and have another fridge. And oh yeah, joy, joy. Anyway, nothing major about that. Just sharing. And I've gotten some more messages from some of you, and I'm sorry I haven't replied between courses and friends and things going on and stuff. I don't really have a lot of time to sit and do it, but I want to, so I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the course that starts tomorrow. Part of me wishes I had a couple more days off, but you know, that's fine. It's all good. So I just thought I'd update all of you and tell you what's going on. And that's it. I will speak to you all very soon. Take care. Take care.